camera. I'm going to present a little bit of the work we've been doing on refactoring gradients. This discussion started last year, more or less, modernizing the code and so forth, and hasn't gotten very far at this point. Still kind of an open project, but this is a good start to the discussion, which will follow, where you can raise any questions you have, suggestions, ideas, so forth. So the refactoring plan, as it stands, is in three stages. The first stage is the one I'm working on now, which is to encapsulate the core rendering functionality as C++ classes. So, you know, rpitch, rtrace, and rcontrib primarily will be C++ callable classes. The main purpose is to not just provide a better API to the rendering code, but also to provide support multi-threading under Windows, which is admittedly a pain in the ass. So, so that's going a little slower than I hoped. Still kind of in the mid stage of that. Stage two won't start before next fiscal year. Is to redesign the scene language to support hyperspectral rendering, which a lot of you are working on and it's been, you know, on the to-do list forever. We hope to, at the same time, improve material programmability, sort of clean up the material models and unify those, also to support hyperspectral. And then the final stage, which will be ongoing, probably won't start for 3 years or so, is to modernize the rendering code with C++ classes, which will be sort of a gradual internal replacement. There hopefully won't be too much disruption at the user level, but it will enable other people to, you know, work with the code a little more easily than they can right now. This is a little bit squishy right now. We're not really sure this is the plan we're going to follow. I mean, there are a lot of alternative courses that might sort of take over at various points, but this is what we're starting with. Any questions on any of this part? So status in stage one, to develop a base class for ray tracing, we've got sort of the design of the base class, but we haven't enabled threads. There's a lot of work to do on that part, and even on the queuing mechanics. How do we do things in a multi-threaded environment? I've declared C++ classes to replace rtrace, rpick, and rcontrib functionality. They'll be called by replacement tools, but they'll also be made available as an API for other people to work with, for integrators primarily. Implemented and tested an rtrace replacement, which initially called RatRace, but then realized it was very good, so I changed it to rtrace. In the future, I hope to have rpick and rcontrib functionality as well, because they're much more challenging, and I'll probably try to get threads working first, which is also a huge hurdle. So just to give some examples of rtrace simulation manager methods, we can load an octree, we can set the thread count, you set a callback for your cooked rays, meaning the rays that have been computed. Send a trace call, so similar to how rtrace allows you to trace every ray, show you where it is in the ray tree. This would give you a callback for those rays. Simple ready functions, whether the class is got all the data and settings that it needs to continue. And then queue bundle, call that allows you to give it a whole bunch of origins and directions and a chunk that it will then chug away on. A flush call so you can have it finish all the rays that it started, and clean up to, you know, close everything. You never read this? There's a spreadsheet that I started on the various functions and modules that need work for multi-threading. And this is why multi-threading is such a hurdle, because there are all these calls that either alter global variables, you know, use caches, everything that works in a multi-processing environment, and it's so easy is a real pain in the multi-threaded environment because all the threads stomp on each other's memory. So you have to be very careful. It's like only one thread can alter a cache value at a time. So it has to stop all the other threads, and then there are performance issues, but primarily there are race conditions and bugs that are really hard to reproduce and hard to fix. So the debugging tools aren't very good, and the bugs aren't repeatable. So I have that to look forward to. So this is going to take a while. The next step, to finish the thread manager, design those classes, add mutexes. Mutexes are mutually exclusionary sections of code. Basically, you say, I'm running here, no one else can touch this, blah, 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 blah. You do things, and then you release. So it's like a lock on a bit of code. Need to test the multi-threading version of Arc's trace, and then, you know, implement the Arc picked in our contrib manager classes, and then work with some integrators to test these new classes and make sure they actually function as designed. That's it. That's all I have to present on the status of the refactoring. I mean, I've considered other ways to go about this. This is the sort of the easiest reach for us because we can work with what we have and gradually replace things, actually having milestones along the way like multi-threading, like hyperspectral. The alternative would be to start from scratch with the rendering code. All the tools are okay. I mean, we don't even have to touch those because they just do their thing and they work on all the platforms. But the rendering core is sort of like the part that's a pain point for everyone because it's not really modernized. It can't really be run on Windows in multi-threaded mode, on multi-core mode, and so on. But you know, there are alternatives like starting from scratch and saying, okay, we're just going to build up the renderer from scratch. We'll pull in pieces from the existing renderer as we can and fix them on the way. We'll try to maybe get it working GPU, although that's got its own issues. The main thing for us is that we're just having trouble thinking of another way that we can do this without either taking forever to get anything done or being too disruptive. So we're open to ideas, though, at this point. Because we haven't gotten very far, it would be not too difficult to say, okay, yes, this is a bad idea, let's start something else.